Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And happy Thanksgiving. We hope you're happily ensconced with family and friends enjoying this holiday. And we're happy that you're joining us for a part of it.
Today on our program, a bit of a Thanksgiving treat. We're going to tip our hat and toast the season with a history of drinking, brewing, and distilling in Boston. From the Puritans to Prohibition to Boston's new generation of mixologists.
That's coming up in a moment, but let's start with the current embrace of small batch handcrafted drinks. First, it was beer lovers who gave up mass-produced brew in favor of micro-brewed ales and lagers. Now, connoisseurs of fine liquor are doing the same thing.
And you can see it at your local liquor store. You may have noticed that next to the bottles of Jack Daniel's, Jim Beam, and Bacardi Rum, there's a growing range of locally made craft spirits.
The movement is a throwback to colonial America's rum distilling roots, which took off here in Boston with some of the first commercial distilleries that use slave-made molasses imported from the Caribbean.
Well, across the country, there's a small but growing industry of craft distilled liquors, and it's all about local, premium, organic ingredients and fine flavors. So naturally, Anthony had to, investigate.
Yeah, investigate. That's the word.
That is it. Bully Boy Distillery in Roxbury, a small family-owned operation that brews rum, vodka, and whiskey. It's also Boston's newest and only distillery.
I got the blues. I got the blues. I got the alcoholic blues.
The New Market District in Roxbury is home to meatpackers, wholesale florists, and car repair shops. It's not where you'd expect to find a boutique craft distillery, but it's exactly where brothers Will and Dave Willis have set up shop.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dave.
Hey, Dave. Anthony.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. This is Will.
Hey, I'm Will.
That's it. The other half of Bully Boy.
Hey, Will.
How you doing?
Nice to see you.
Will.
Got the smell, the perfume assaults you in a delicious way as soon as you walk in here.
The aroma of fermenting wheat. You can see our primitive moonshine-esque setup here.
So this is whiskey coming right out of here?
This is whiskey. That's exactly right. So everything comes off the still clear. It's the barrel that gives it color. And so whether you're talking about bourbon, dark rum, brandy, it all looks like this when it flows off the still.
Bully Boy is the first distillery in Boston since Prohibition, and one of a growing number of small batch distilleries cropping up across the U.S. Using organic ingredients, the Willis brothers hand produce vodka, white rum, and whiskey, both aged and unaged.
It takes about 15 minutes to fill a gallon jug, and 15 minutes is just enough time to forget about the jug itself and just enough time to start something else. And so, inevitably, we'll have jugs that overflow during the day.
Bully Boy occupies one small warehouse building, dominated by an impressive still imported from Germany. Its copper dome and tangle of pipes look like something out of Willy Wonka's world, but it's where all the goodness comes from.
In essence, what the still is doing is vaporizing all of the alcohol that's in the mash. And so the vapor is traveling through the still. The still itself is stripping out water, and the alcohol is becoming progressively more and more alcoholic. And so by the time it reaches the condenser, which is the last step of the distillation process, depending upon the spirit that you're doing, it's gone from roughly 10% alcohol by volume, which is what the mash starts at, to anywhere between 160 and 190 proof. So 80% alcohol by volume up to 95 alcohol by volume.
And so it ends up right over here in this gentle little trickle of...
Exactly. Yeah, it's a depressing little trickle. You see the size of this apparatus, and you expect
a torrent of whiskey
to be flowing off like a garden hose. And obviously that is not the case. It's a trickle that's about the width of the tip of a pencil.
Bully Boy is a small operation. The Willis brothers say in 1 year they produce a volume of spirits that a company like Maker's Mark churns out in a day.
The value of a small batch distilled product is that you have that attention to detail where specific so-called cuts are made, as opposed to a large 24/7 facility where they're all sort of blended together.
It's a time-consuming process, and it's not a very efficient process. You start out with 150 gallons of mash, and you end up with roughly 11 gallons of uncut spirit.
Dave and Will Willis grew up about 40 minutes west of their urban distillery on a fourth-generation working farm in Sherburn, Massachusetts.
My grandfather had this wonderful farm, which we moved to when he passed away, and we grew up making cider. So that was sort of our introduction to sort of the craft process. And as we got a little older, teenage curiosity sort of led to the exploration of hard cider. And then really to go from hard cider to sort of a crude apple brandy is a matter of adding heat. We had a little stovetop still that we experimented on. And
now, how old were you when you were experimenting, when you were converting hand-pressed cider to
ground?
After 21.
Okay. I'm glad we got that settled.
We the fifth on that.
Yeah.
During the course of that experimentation, the boys discovered a vault in the basement of their farmhouse where their grandfather had kept bottles of liquor during Prohibition.
It actually has a steel bank vault door, and inside the vault is all this old moonshine and, in some cases, just really old liquor. Labels like very old vodka and cow whiskey and Medford rum, some of these really old sort of precursors to kind of what we're doing now.
You know, Dave and I always say we made pretty awful tasting stuff, but we learned the science, and it sort of further piqued our curiosity and our sort of love of the idea of making your own thing, whatever that would be. And in this case, it was spirits. We went on to do different things, which I think really added some value to our chances of succeeding as a business. Dave was a lawyer. I was doing real estate finance. We really always wanted to have our own business, just wanted to be masters of our own destiny. And eventually that desire spilled into a business plan, and we launched Bully Boy 3 years ago.
So where does the name Bully Boy come from?
Bully Boy was a draft horse that lived on the farm in the 1920s. And he was named after that Teddy Roosevelt saying, "Bully for you."
Just a way of saying, good on you.
Good. Kind
of.
Excellent. Right. Superb. Yeah. Right. Our great-grandfather was a big TR fan.
So your great-grandfather, you think, would approve of this enterprise?
I do. I like to think he would.
I think so.
He's here in spirit. Yeah. Of course.
So to speak.
Right.
So tell me, where do you want this to go?
You know, as a craft product, you're always towing that line. You want to grow, but you want to do so in a way that sort of you maintain the philosophies that got you involved in craft to begin with. That's what we struggle with.
Yeah, I think, as Dave alluded to, there's this balance between your artistic vision and sort of the business realities.
And speaking of maintaining balance, at the end of my tour, there was one thing left to do: sample the goods.
And, of course, this is all in the interest of radio.
Yeah, right.
So why don't we sample the rum.
All right.
This is a fitting spirit to taste because of Boston's storied rum-making tradition. I'll pour you a small sample so you don't drive off the road. So you'll pick up that butterscotchy vanilla aroma, and that's coming from the blackstrap molasses.
Oh, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is our unaged rum. Unaged rum tends to be more of a mixing rum. You see it in a lot of classic rum cocktails, daiquiris, mojitos. This is our American straight whiskey. This is obviously a barrel-aged whiskey. That's why it's got that wonderful amber hue to it. So we think of this as almost like a hybrid between bourbon and rye. You'll smell that wonderful, sweet, corny aroma, and then has that dry spiciness of a rye.
Oh, it's really good.
Thank you.
It's really, really nice.
Will, Dave, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, take care.
Will and Dave Willis are the owners of Bully Boy Distillery in Boston. You can see pictures of them and their distillery at radioboston.org.